now David Forrester and his orchestra play Dark Eyes. Chapter 97 of Theaters is entitled Saturday Matinee. The children's delight is the Saturday afternoon matinee, and Junior proves it's the most important day of the week.
Junior!
I didn't do that!
You didn't do what?
Ain't you been out in the kitchen, kiddo?
What happened to the kitchen? Junior, did you eat any of that cake?
Oh, I lick a little frosting off, you know. You widow dab here and a widow dab there.
How much of the cake did you leave?
Oh, widow dab here and a widow dab there. Hey, you all dressed up, kiddo. Is we going to the movies today? It's Saturday Kiddies Matinee, you know.
Kiddies Matinee?
Yeah.
You mean Murder Incorporated. Junior, no movies today.
Well, you was all dressed up.
Yes, but not for the show.
Oh?
I'm going out this morning and help raise money for the American Red Cross.
Well, then let me go to the movies,
then. Oh, you're too little to go by yourself.
I'm too little? That's funny. I'm too little to go to the show, but when it comes to taking castor oil, man-sized doses. There's somebody at the door. I will go. And see who is at our door. Welcome to the booby trap.
Well, Junior, hello.
Ah, shut up. Hey, Grandma, Mr. Beaumont, the man next door is here. Hey, what you got in that sack?
I have some homemade candy.
Oh, really? It's good to see you, it is, you know.
I'd give you some, Junior, but I don't think candy agrees with little boy.
Well, it agrees with me. I have never had an argument with any yet, you know.
All right, you can have one little piece.
Well, now, that's mighty neighborly. Are you that is?
Junior, that's a rather big piece. I believe your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Well, they both voted on it, and I guess the eyes has it.
No, Mr. Mr. Beaumont.
Yeah. Hello, Verna. You know, Verna, you look like a woman who has a worry.
Yeah, and I look like the worry, too.
I have to do some Red Cross work today, Harry, and I haven't anyone to leave Junior with.
I shall be happy to take care of him. I've always wanted to be a sitter.
When you take care of me, you're not a sitter, boy. You is a sucker.
Junior. Well, I'd appreciate it so much, Harry. He's really no bother.
Oh, now, who are you talking about now?
I should be back about 4. Here, Junior, kiss Granny goodbye.
Shall I get up on the chair, or is your lumbago better?
I'll just blow your kiss.
Okay. Oh, you put too much English on that and hit me right in the eye, Dad. I was there here with Mr. Beaumont.
Oh, she's a sweet woman.
Yeah, quite a hand with a hairbrush, too, you know.
Well, Junior, here we are. Just you and me.
Mm-hmm. And trouble makes free, huh?
Junior, why are you looking at me like that?
Is you expendable?
Well, what shall we do?
Hey, let's have a nice, quiet afternoon at home and invent an atomic bomb or something. Let's call the fire department. What do you say?
Why, you don't call the fire department unless the house is on fire.
By the time they get here, it will be.
Junior, how would you like to go to the kiddies' matinee at the theater?
It's Spellbound playing?
Yes.
With Bergman and Gregory Peck?
That's right.
Plenty of murder and crazy people?
Uh-huh. Want to see it?
No, I've seen it 10 times already. Hey, why can't we go to the Hitchin post there where Gene Autry pictures played in?
Well, I guess
Gene Autry, he's here now. He's back out of the army. Well, made a picture.
That's fine.
Yeah, shall we go there?
Well, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, if you insist, that's where we'll go, you know.
Well, come on then, let's hurry.
Okay. Oh, boy. Hey, look, there's a popcorn machine,
Shall we have some, Junior?
Well, will you let me pay for it?
Why, of course not.
Well, then by all means, it has to.
2 big bags, please.
10 cents, please.
10 cents? Boy, what inflation, huh?
This is my treat, Junior. Oh, well, 2 bags,
well, then make it 4 bags. I want to treat you right, Mr. Bowman.
Now, you stand over by the door, Junior, and I'll go get the ticket.
Okay, I is going to the movie. Violets are blue and roses is pink. If it's a double feature, one won't be too good. Oh, boy, look at that big tall man taking tickets there. Look how straight he stands. I wonder if he's real or if he's a mechanical dummy. Well, now, ain't I in luck? Look, here's a pin in me shirt here. Now, that would prove if he's real or not. It might prove bad for me, too, you know. And then again, I don't know why I'm standing here thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow.
Good heavens, my man, what is the matter with you?
The kid stuck me with a pin.
Well, what you yelling about? I should be the one that's mad. Look, he been it all out of shape.
Yeah, Junior, hold on to my hand.
All right, tickets, please.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let me get it to him. Let me get it to him. Boy, I'd love to have a rubber ticket and watch him go nuts trying to tear it up. Oh, boy, listen to them kids hooping and yelling there. That picture must be good, huh?
Yeah, here are 2 seats on the aisle.
Yeah.
Now, be quiet and watch the picture.
Okay. Hey, look, Gene Autry's pointing his gun at me. He's going to shoot me. Don't do that. He's going to shoot me.
Oh, no such luck.
Hit me. I'm a dead duck now.
Junior,
he plugged me.
Keep quiet.
I've been plugged. Calling Dr. Gillespie. Calling Dr. Gillespie. I'm not too proud of that, you know.
Junior, please sit still. Well, now, don't stand up in your seat.
Well, I can't see anything. I have to. There's a bald-headed man in front of us. He's got bushy hair on the side of his head.
Well, lean over to one side.
It's no use. I lean over there, he scratches that side of his head. Now I move back to the other side, and he scratches that side of the head. Oh, there he goes again. Look at him. Hey, Baldy, chase him out in the middle. You can catch him.
Well, of all things.
He got mad, and he left. Now I can see the picture. Oh, no, I can't. A big fat lady just sat down in front. Hey, Fatso, scoot down so I can see the show, will you?
Well, just laugh when I do.
Yeah. Grandma. Grandma, you trick me. You sneak away so you can see the show without me.
Dear, I'm trapped. Now, don't cry.
You don't love me.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
You don't love me.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart. I'll never be able to enjoy a picture show again.
Well, I guess I better take you home.
Yes,
I...
Oh, well, I guess I was a little hasty in my attitude. Let's stay and see the picture, though. It's awful good. Everybody in it gets killed but the producer.
Let's go, Junior.
No, I ain't through watching the picture yet.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Brenna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and drive carefully.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear the Raleigh Room starring Hildegard tomorrow night, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night, and return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.